John Mack scheduled to be on after the 4 o'clock news this afternoon if he can tear himself away from Eva Longoria long enough. He's working on the ALMA Awards, which she's producing for this weekend.
I could tear myself away.
I'm sure you could. John is, in addition to doing that and writing for Jay Leno at The Tonight Show, is also working on a movie. He's got a deal with Universal. And he's working on it with a couple of guys who have already got a movie out there. In fact, it's opening up tonight. It's a movie called Chalk, and it's about first-time teachers, or at least teachers who are relatively new to the educational experience. And one of John's co-workers on the new project and the co-author of this movie and one of the stars of that movie is Chris Mass, who joins us now here on KMOX. Hi, Chris. How are you?
Mr. Harris, I'm good. Thanks for having me.
Please call me Paul. Welcome to the show. You actually
you
have some experience yourself as a teacher, don't you?
Yes, sir. I'm from Austin, still live here, thank goodness. I don't want to join Max out in L.A. anytime soon. But, yeah, I taught here for over 3 years in the public school system.
What did you teach?
I taught freshman world geography. And freshmen are tough, but... That's, I guess, why I'm not in it anymore. But it was a good time. It really was. But the film stuff, you know, getting to work with Max and some other stuff has really opened up. So it's fun to have Chalk out there and have a break from freshmen, honestly.
Well, what I find interesting is that you taught for 3 years, and the very first thing we see in the movie is a graphic that says 50% of new teachers leave after 3 years. So you're actually living your own statistic.
Well, to be honest, I made it 3 weeks this year, so it's 3 weeks from 3 years, so I kind of technically beat the statistic, but you're right. And then Mike, the director and co-writer, he quit after 3 years, too, so it doesn't bode well for the beginning of the movie, but it speaks to kind of what's going on with teaching and you know, why there are so many quitting, because it is a tough job.
What is it that makes it so tough, particularly for a newbie?
For a newbie, well, there's, you know, and that's kind of, we show a lot of stuff in the film, and obviously it starts off, you know, we want it to be a comedy, but I think, you know, when I get this question, I got to mentor a teacher last year, a first-year teacher, and a lot of things that really kill teachers, they give them the worst assignments, you know, first-year teachers, they just throw them to the wolves, three preps, you know, three different classes they're preparing for the day, and that is something right off the bat where, as a new teacher, it's just horrific, you know, and to be honest, I mean, it's changed, you know, I hate to say it because I'm only 35 these days, but it's changed a lot since I grew up to where, you know, there's not a lot of parental support, especially kind of what Mike and I experienced at our schools, and, you know, I've had parents where I've got this terror of a kid, and I call up, and I'm like, your son, you know, he's just acting like a freak show. And they're like, yeah, I know. Good luck. We don't know what to do.
Oh, my gosh. That's why we send him to you.
You know, yeah, they're like, yeah, I pay my tax dollar, so he's your problem for, you know, the 8 hours he's
now,
there.
Paul, I've heard that from others before in education. Were you really told those words, we pay our tax dollars?
Well, you know, I don't know if they use
but
that.
But implied, most definitely. That's why
yeah,
you're
totally.
There.
Like, you know, we put in towards this whole thing, so you guys deal with them. And I was told that, you know, which, I was older when I started teaching, and I'm a big, confident guy, I'd like to say. So that helped me as a new teacher. But I have, you know, like the girl I was a first-year teacher, and she mentored in my room. She looked like she's about 14.
Yeah.
Dealing with kids who look older than her. And, you know, she was out of college and everything, of course. But, you know, it's just intimidating to have kids who, you know, if that's the home life they're coming from, that you know, that's what you have to deal with in the classroom. And, of course, there's a ton of problems beyond that. But, you know.
But this notion of a lack of parental support is something I hear quite often from teachers. We talk about school-related topics on this show quite often. And it's funny because you have the same people who are complaining about the quality of our schools are the ones who are not doing their part in the home to back up those teachers, either when it comes to making their kids do homework, or if there's any kind of problem between teacher and student, they immediately take their own kid's side. Like, my kid could not possibly have done something wrong. You, the teacher, you're a crazy person.
And I don't know how you got it on videotape. Yeah, exactly. I mean, there was a lot of that where they're, you know, they do that. You know, when I got in trouble in school, I mean, my parents, for good reason, because I was kind of a tough kid, they believe the teacher, you know, and of course there's some teachers out there that, you know, could use some work and some more training or whatever, but it is true that they, for the most part these days, you see people that are taking their kids' side, and there are some good things. I mean, I guess they've done some polls where the number one reason teachers quit is dealing with all the administration and all the funk that goes on at school. So, you know, there are tons of reasons why teachers are quitting. And what we wanted to do was just kind of say, look, this is what we experienced as a teacher, you know, as teachers. And we're not trying to fix it. We don't expect a 90-minute film to, you know, have all the answers, but at least to start a dialogue. And that's kind of what it's done. It's been neat to get a lot of feedback from teachers saying, man, you really captured it. And if anything, we feel empathized with, because we're not in this for the money. You know, most teachers, if not all, know what they're going to get paid when they start the job. And they're not surprised with the first check. Like, what? You know? And so, you know, they're in it for good reasons, but the stuff they have to deal with and the stuff they face is, you know, they're quitting in droves.
It's News Talk 1120 KMOX. Paul Harris talking with Chris Mass. His new movie that he and Mike Akel have written and directed is called Chalk. It opens today at the Tivoli here in St. Louis. So as you've heard from teachers, have you heard from any of them who said, you know what, I wish I hadn't seen that because I get enough of that in my day job?
Well, you know, I haven't heard that, honestly.
You're probably getting a lot more of, oh, that's exactly what it's like.
Well, and it's, as it is a comedy, and I think very funny, you know, I happen to write it, but I think it's very funny, that most teachers just love it, and they're just like, man, you know, especially since we started the theatrical run a couple weeks ago out in L.A., that, you know, the end of the year, it's just a great fit for teachers to come and kind of decompress, to laugh a little bit, and to see if they're going to come back next year.
The teacher that you play in the movie, Mr. Stroop, is absolutely convinced that he's going to be named Teacher of the Year. It's his third year teaching. He has set a goal of becoming Teacher of the Year in his first 5 years. Was that you when you were a teacher, Chris?
No. You know, we, you know, I would have loved to at least gotten Teacher of the Month. That didn't happen. I'll be honest.
You were lucky just to get Teacher.
Yeah, I mean, me finishing school was if you talk to, like, something neat about the film, the four main actors, we all named our teachers after kind of our most influential teacher in high school. And so if you would have talked to Mrs. Troop, the teacher that I kind of course, based the name, not the character on, she would be surprised that I finished college, much less became a teacher. And but I always thought it was so funny when you see these Teacher of the Year, you know, I saw it for 3 years, they have this thing and you vote for the teacher, and I thought, man, what if someone campaigned for it? You know, what if someone makes it his goal that is his thing? You know, it's not the kids this year, it's the prize. And so my character is a little buffoony, but it's for fun, and it's kind of just it's kind of the comedic arc. You know, you don't really travel and journey with Stroop. You kind of observe the antics he pulls. And,
right.
And I had a lot of fun doing it.
And I also like the character of Coach Webb, who is a female gym teacher with short hair, and so everybody assumes that she's a lesbian.
Yeah, that's it's so funny because teachers, you know, you're always scared. I love teachers. I taught. I didn't want to offend anyone. I was kind of nervous about that, but people just roll because they're like, that's the generalization. You know, you short hair, you teach gym, you're gay, and it's like, she's not gay.
Yeah.
And she's trying to hook up with the guy, actually, in the film. So.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's kind of funny.
And I also enjoy, there are four main characters here. There's your character, Mr. Stroop. There's her character, Coach Webb. There's the teacher who has become the assistant principal and found out that that's more hellish than the life that she had in the classroom. And then there's this other teacher, Mr. Lowry, is that his name?
Yes, sir. Yeah, Mr. Lowry.
Who's a first-year teacher who goes into a history class, and from the first second in that class, the students own him.
Yeah. He grows. That's the one you journey with. And he, you know, Mr. Lowry, you kind of see his transformation in becoming a teacher. I don't want to give away the end of the film.
Right.
But, the first scene is painful, but it's so funny to watch teachers say, that was me.
Now, the students, the people who are playing the students in this movie, are they students that you just grabbed from local schools and said, come in here and act exactly like yourself?
Yeah, they were all, I mean, we shot in the summer, So we got permission from Mike's school to use his school to shoot, and then we just kind of started recruiting kids, and we tried to do as much screening as possible, you know, just to make sure they could show up on time. And but when you're a no-budget film, you're like, okay, you're alive, you're here, please get in the classroom and be in the scene. So they're all our students from my school or his, pretty much, and they kind of volunteered this summer. We shot over 18 days. And other than the four main actors, everyone else is just, a teacher, friend, or, the real assistant principal at Mike's school, like the guy with the flat top in the film.
Yeah.
Which those on the radio can't see him or know him yet. But he's still at that school, still assistant principaling. And he's a good guy.
And are we watching? My wife, actually, when we started watching this last night, she stopped after about 15 minutes and said, is this a documentary or is this fiction? I said, no, this is not a documentary. But it has that semi-documentary feel because of the way you guys shot it. And I'm wondering if, kind of like the Christopher Guest mockumentaries, if what we're seeing is not fully scripted, but here's the situation, go for it.
The film is, it does look like a doc, and we didn't necessarily mean to fool people, but we just kind of set the tone early on that we didn't, Christopher Guest has influenced us, from the beginning. The style, as far as the faux doc, the mock doc approach, really fits no budget. When you don't have a lot to go with it, you don't want to try to make Lord of the Rings, I mean, just to be honest. And so it is. We call it scripted improv, where, every scene you see, we've thought through in the storylines and everything. But when we run the cameras and we tell everyone, okay, here's the scene, here's your emotional objectives, this is what the scene's about, but there's no dialogue. And that way, that's how I think we've won like 5 acting awards at various festivals, because with that approach, you really get the real look. And that's why, our first festival ever was actually in Colombia at the True False Film Festival, because they loved it so much. And even though it's not a doc, we had them for a while, and the film's good. And they said, let's put it in our documentary film festival.
And the movie is called Chalk, and it opens tonight at the Tivoli here in St. Louis. And when is the movie project you're working on with John Max going to move forward?
Well, that's coming along. We actually saw Max. We had to go out to L.A. for something else on Tuesday, and we had dinner with him. And we kind of got to talk about it. And, it's the studio system, so they're trying to make it happen. And it's jumping hoops, so it's good. And Max has been fun to work with. And I think it's gonna happen. Exactly when, I wouldn't put bets on.
I got to tell you, because I've known John for a really, really, really long time. Whenever I ask him about this, he says, I told you not to ask me about this every week. This is Hollywood. Nothing happens that quickly. I'll let you know when something's moving forward with this, which is essentially what you're telling me, too. In fact, even that big sigh that you made when I asked you the question.
Yeah.
We're working on it. We're trying to go forward. That's it.
That's the same sigh I give my wife, because, of course, being in Austin and me being out there working at times, she's like, what's happening? And I'm like, I wish I knew. And Max, who's been out there forever and has been in the business forever, as you know,
yeah.
He said Tuesday, he's like, I just don't know how anything gets done out here. And it's true. You just, and we've kind of said, if we had 40 grand at the beginning, we should have just shot this. We'd be done and in theaters by now. But, we don't have to put up the money, which is nice, which we had to do in Chalk. And it'll happen. It's a brilliant idea, and it wasn't ours to begin with. But, the writing, I think, is good. The subject is timely. And every time we're, when we screen Chalk and we do Q&As, we kind of tell them about the new project, and they start like cracking up right from the beginning, because everyone knows that wacky world of Little League Baseball, which we have it set right now outside of St. Louis. I don't know if you knew this.
Yeah, John told me about that.
So we're hoping to, I don't know if we get to shoot it there, but...
We'd love to have you. I'll talk to the Missouri Film Commission. We'll make things move along. Everything will go smoothly. You'll have no problems guaranteed.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I forgot. You were in Hollywood on Tuesday. You heard that lie before.
Yeah, they'll start off by saying, God, we just love what you've done. And, but...
Is there any way you could make it about candlepin bowling?
Change it altogether.
Well, listen, good luck with this one. It's called Chalk. It is rolling out slowly across the country and is coming to St. Louis for a run at the Tivoli down in the Del Mar Loop starting tonight. Chris Mass and his colleague Mike Akel have put this one together. And if you're a teacher or you have anybody in your family who's been a teacher, go see this thing. And if you remember what it was like torturing your teachers, you should go see it too. I think it hits home with a lot of people. Thanks for your time today, Chris. Good luck with the movie.
You bet, Paul. And we'll have one of our executive producers. He's driving up from Springfield right now, and Dave Gonzalez and his family, they'll be doing Q&As tonight at the screening, so you can meet him, and he'll answer any crazy questions you have about the film.
Oh, that's great. All right, so that'll be at the Tivoli. Chris Mass from the movie Chalk here on the Paul Harris Show on News Talk 1120 KMOX.